You're listening to Newtnia. The U.S. Air Force let I.I. fly one of its fighter jets. DARPA and the U.S. Air Force flew a modified F-16 fighter jet under the control of an artificial intelligence agent, with a safety pilot on board able to reclaim control instantly. The milestone moves AI flight testing from a one-of-a-kind experimental aircraft to standard fighters that could be converted at scale, a step toward autonomous combat jets flying alongside human pilots. For 2 years, three F-16 fighter jets sat in a hangar in Florida while engineers rewired them to take orders from software instead of a stick and throttle. In July, one of them flew, and for parts of that flight, the human in the cockpit was not the one flying it. The 30-second summary. What happened? DARPA and the U.S. Air Force flew a modified F-16 fighter jet under the control of an artificial intelligence agent, with a safety pilot on board who could take back the controls at any moment. Why does it matter? This is the first time the tests moved from a one-of-a-kind experimental jet to standard combat aircraft converted for the purpose, a step meant to make AI-controlled flight fast and cheap enough to test at scale. What is the catch? A human pilot never left the cockpit and could switch control back instantly. No weapon was fired, no other aircraft was engaged, and the jet has not flown without a person on board. The key fact. Key fact. 3. EFF-16s were converted for the Venom program starting in 2024. In June 2026, they flew to prove the modified hardware was still airworthy, and in July an AI agent took the controls in the air for the first time. Why this matters? Militaries have talked about AI-flown fighter jets for years, but almost all of that flying happened in simulation or on a single specially built aircraft, the X-62A Vista, which does not exist in multiples. Venom is different because it converts an ordinary F-16, the backbone of the U.S. fighter fleet for decades, without altering the jet's core flight software. That distinction is the entire point of the program. A modification kit that any similar jet could receive turns a rare research exercise into a repeatable pipeline for testing AI combat software against real sensor noise, real weather, and a real cockpit, not just a simulator. What happened? The Air Force and DARPA began flying the converted jets in June 2026 to confirm that the added hardware, called the Venom Autonomy Kit, did not compromise basic airworthiness. In July, the team moved to the next phase, letting an AI agent actually fly portions of a mission while a test pilot monitored from the cockpit and could flip a single switch to reclaim manual control. DARPA program manager Brig General James Valpiani said the team automated the jet's flight controls and sensors without changing its underlying software, which the agency says is what allows the kit to move quickly from one aircraft to the next. How it works. The Venom kit sits alongside the F-16's existing systems rather than replacing them, giving the AI agent an interface to flight controls and sensors that a pilot can override instantly. That human-on-the-loop design lets engineers run genuinely risky software experiments, an AI agent that might misjudge a maneuver or misread a sensor, without staking the outcome on the software behaving correctly. The approach builds directly on the X-62A Vista, which DARPA says already proved an AI agent could fly a jet through a live dogfight against a human pilot. Venom's contribution is turning that one-off proof into hardware the Air Force could eventually fit to a larger number of aircraft. Before we overstate the result, a safety pilot occupied the cockpit throughout and could reassert control instantly. This was not an uncrewed flight, and DARPA has said Venom aircraft will not fly without a person aboard. The flights tested flight control and mission systems, not weapons employment or engagement against another aircraft. DARPA has disclosed the milestone in general terms. It has not published flight duration, the AI system's specific tasks, or independent performance data. What happens next? DARPA says the Venom fleet now becomes the platform for its newer artificial intelligence reinforcements program, which plans to run multiple AI agents through increasingly complex, multi-aircraft scenarios. The stated goal is preparing human pilots to direct teams of autonomous aircraft, including the Air Force's planned collaborative combat aircraft, uncrewed jets designed to fly alongside crewed fighters. Takeaway: the milestone here is not that an AI flew a fighter jet. Simulators and one experimental aircraft had already shown that was possible. It is that the Air Force converted an ordinary production jet to do it without rewriting its core software, the difference between a single proof of concept and a kit that could, in principle, be fitted to a fleet. Read the full article at newtnia.com.